Hello, and welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In today's episode, we talk about Jimin's latest Weverse update, April 21st in Bangtan history, and how April was the month that 5/7 of BTS found each other, as well as the songs Interlude, Showtime, and Smeraldral Garden Marching Band from Jimin's album Muse. BTS activity last week, Saturday, April 12th to Friday, April 18th, Korean Standard Time. J-Hope had his two shows in Manila. They went great, of course. He did his usual social media posts around them, posting photos of the concerts the day after they happened, posting selfie videos from the soundcheck, and doing a Weverse live after the final night. Jin popped in to say a quick hello and goodbye at the end of the live as well. J-Hope also posted photos of some Filipino food that he fell in love with while he was in town. Apparently, it was the first BTS member concert in Manila since the Wings tour. Hobi's friend, actor Im Siwon, surprised him by attending one of the shows. He also got a chance to do a dance challenge video with Nina Guerrero, who attended as well. J-Hope flew to Japan on Friday, posting a selfie from the plane on Weverse and a photo of his airport outfit and his first meal once he landed on Instagram. Now, Jin, two major announcements came out last week. First, we're getting a new Jin album with 7 tracks called Echo. It will be out May 16th. The tracklist has already been released, and it sounds like another great rock-focused album. The other major announcement is that Jin is going on tour. He'll be visiting 9 cities total, spread across Korea, Japan, the US, and Europe. This tour is beyond my personal reach to go in person due to my financial situation, the political climate, and also family obligations that time of year. But we're lucky in that there's already word on the street, or word officially, rather, that the Korean dates will be live streamed. Details for that are still to come, but according to the in-person ticketing information, there'll be a live stream option as well. So I will definitely be attending via live stream, and I'm super excited. I hope everyone who is able to attend in person as well gets the tickets they want and has a great time and takes some fan cams for me. Thank you. In other Jin news, we had episode 30 of Run Jin, in which Jin played games with his co-stars from Keon's Bizarre B&B. Netflix also released episodes 4-6 of Keon's Bizarre B&B, and Jin appeared at a press conference to promote the show as well. As I said last week, the show was filmed back in late August 2024, so it wasn't that long after Jin had gotten out of the military, and he mostly only filmed Run Jin and worked on his album before that. So in Keon's Bizarre B&B, we do get a little glimpse of Drill Sergeant Kim Seokjin. It also gives us a great portrait of how supportive, kind, and understanding Jin is as a person, even when thrown into situations where most people would probably lose their temper a little. If you haven't watched the show yet, I highly recommend it. RM was able to pop onto social media twice in the past week, first to share that the music video for Lost was nominated for the Berlin Music Video Awards, and next recommend the song White Ferrari by Frank Ocean. Back to Jin. Jin was active on Weverse on Friday, and perhaps his and Hobi's notifications popping up at the same time of day alerted Jimin, because the next thing we knew, it was time for Jimin to post and then spam the comments, answering questions and talking to ARMY. All his comments, including the ones between himself and Jin, were expressing that he misses ARMY and Jin, and performing, and is eagerly awaiting his release, wondering what hairstyle he should try and what music they should make. He reports that he's in good health, so he's focusing on not getting injured these last 50 days. I'll talk about it next week, but between the recording of this episode and its release date, Hobi will have performed in Japan, so I hope everyone who attended those shows had a good time. After Japan, Hobi will be off to Singapore next. This day in BTS history, April 21st. This week, we're going to start in 2010. While I don't know the specific dates, April 2010 was when RM visited Big Hit and met Bang PD for the first time. It was also the month that J-Hope was signed to Big Hit as a trainee, with the deal being that he'd continue his dancing in Gwangju for the time being. In 2011, again, I don't know the precise dates, but this was the month that both Jungkook and Jin were scouted by Big Hit. There's some argument between the two of who came first, as Jungkook technically signed first, but Jin had his initial meeting with Big Hit and the others first. In 2012, I don't even know what month it happened, besides that it was spring, but Jimin signed Big Hit. And with that, we got the last of the members who would eventually form BTS. So you might be asking if we got Hobie and RM in April 2010, JK and Jin in April 2011, and Jimin in Spring 2012, what about Suga and V? Our Daegu area boys are both fall recruits in 2010 and 2011, respectively. So I'll talk about them later this year, I'm sure. April 21st, 2013. RM tweets about the cherry blossoms and the nice weather. He recommends the song Always Be Mine by Urban Zacapa. April 21st, 2014. J-Hope and Jimin film a log. They reminisce about it almost being 1 year since they debuted, and they predict good things for the next year. It's a very quiet week with no social media activity because it's a week of mourning following the Sewol ferry tragedy. Also, a week of turmoil as the government tries to silence and hide evidence about how fundamentally the tragedy was caused by gross incompetence and corruption of all levels of government and Coast Guard. In the months and years that followed, BTS would secretly visit the bereaved families and donate money to support them, which also had to be done in secret as the government at the time was blacklisting any artists seen to be supporting the victims' families or speaking against the government. April 21st, 2015. Jin tweets some selfies. RM tweets about Jackson Wang's upcoming appearance on Problematic Men. RM is one of the recurring panelists on the show, which had a panel of celebrity personalities answering intelligence testing questions. Jackson Wang was best known from the group GOT7 at the time, though now he is also known as a prominent solo musician in his own right. He's a fellow 94-liner, and he and RM were, and possibly still are, good friends. April 21st, 2016. V tweets a selfie video and Suga also tweets selfies. They're likely filming the music video for Fire. You can watch the behind the scenes of the filming in the Bangtan episode BTS Fire MV Shooting. There are also several Bangtan bombs filmed during the shooting, including individual follow cams for each member as they dance, a special cam for just the 3 minute 33 second mark of the music video, with another special cam to just see Jimin do that particular dance move at that part. Then there's funny Bangtan bombs, like Jin and Cook massage time, free gesture time, Mani and Minnie wearing twin look, stretching time before dance scene, JK's chatter, BTS band, and possibly also one called What a Cute Boy, J-Hope. You can watch all of those that need subtitles on the Bangtan Subs YouTube channel, and you can watch the dancing focus ones on the regular Bangtan TV YouTube channel. April 21st, 2017. V tweets to support Park Bogum's newest project. BTS then fly to Thailand. Jimin tweets a selfie video from the plane. Once in Bangkok, they stop in and eat at the Brick Cafe. Jimin tweets another selfie video from the cafe as well as other photos of the visit. This cafe has since closed down, unfortunately. April 21st, 2018. BTS are in Tokyo. They perform the fourth and final night of their Japan Official Fan Meeting Volume 4, Happily Ever After. After the concert, J-Hope tweets his selfie video featuring V and his thanks for those who attended. April 21st, 2019. BTS are promoting Map of the Soul Persona and lead single Boy With Love and B-side Dionysus at Inkigayo. Bangtan bombs recorded on this day include Dionysus Stage Cam, BTS Focus, JK's Heart for ARMY, Do You Know Maginot Line, Last Night of the Dionysus Stage at Inkigayo, RM reading a book, and JK taking a photo of the members sleeping. This is also the day they pre-recorded the appearance on April 28th, and you can see the preparation for that on the Bangtan bomb behind the stage of Boy With Love, Heart version. As a side note, as someone who studied European history, I really love the Bangtan bomb, Do You Know the Maginot Line? Because yes I do, Yoongi. I've actually seen it in person. Additionally, they had a fan sign that day too. April 21st, 2020. J-Hope tweets a mirror selfie of his outfit, edited to block out the background completely. On Weverse, V recommends a cover of Just a Boy by Elena that he found on YouTube. V then posts selfies with Jin and J-Hope. V posts that he wishes he could upload videos to Weverse too. Jane comments on V's post and also on Weavers in general. RM also comments on V's post. RM posts his own selfie and says that he's 74 kilograms at the moment, and he plans to fast after 6 p.m. He doesn't understand how he's gaining weight when he works out 5 days a week. Personally, I'm not sure RM understands how much muscle weighs at this point. It's Tuesday, so we also get Run BTS episode 101, which is the second part to the special 100th episode celebration. April 21st, 2021. I know for certain that V tweets a short sound clip of a song. And that's it. But there are several things that could be happening around this time. They could be filming their xylitol ads. They also might be filming a series of Run BTS episodes, namely episodes 145 to 147. They are preparing for their Butter comeback, so they might also be pre-filming a lot of their performances for different television programs, such as Late Night with Stephen Colbert, Billboard Music Awards, and the GMA Summer Concert Series. Obviously, this isn't all happening on one day, but all of those have to happen between April 20th and May 21st, and I have no way to tell which they did first. April 21st, 2022. RM posts a video of cats lounging outside. V might be doing his Me, Myself, and V photo shoot. I'm not certain on that. On this day, he changes his Instagram profile photo to a picture from that photo shoot. So it either happened on this day or before this day. April 21st, 2023. Sugar releases the August D album D-Day with lead single Higgum. I covered Higgum in episode 3 of this podcast if you want a closer discussion of it. If I did this podcast in a way in which I planned it out in advance, I might have saved that song until this week if I had done the math on release dates. But alas, I am who I am, and I don't plan ahead like that. On this day, social media from the members mostly revolves around Suga's release. Suga shares a link to the music video and posts photos from the filming, as well as an animated cover of his album. He recommends the song Snooze from the album. RM decides the others have this handled, and he instead recommends Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard by Lana Del Rey. April 21st, 2024. Everyone is enlisted. Team RM posts photos of him on the RPWP Instagram account. V posts to recommend Fortnite featuring Post Malone by Taylor Swift. RM shares the post done by Team RM. He also recommends the song Purify by Matt Champion. And that brings us to this year, where I'm sure that Jin and Hobi will continue to delight us with their album rollout and tour, respectively. Song Discussion: Interlude Showtime and Smeraldo Garden Marching Band by Jimin. Both these tracks are from Jimin's Muse album, which was released on July 19, 2024, while Jimin was serving his country during his mandatory enlistment period. Muse is a follow-up to Jimin's 2023 debut album, Face. He wrote it directly after Face was completed. While Face followed Jimin's feelings of betrayal and loneliness after experiencing a breakup of sorts during the pandemic, Muse moves us into a happier phase of Jimin's life, where he's feeling more optimistic about love. I've paired Interlude Showtime and Smeraldo Garden Marching Band together because of the way Jimin composes his albums. He likes to have intentionality in his tracklist, with the mood flowing from one track to the next naturally, rather than having abrupt mood changes. As such, listening to the album from beginning to end will take you on a particular emotional and auditory journey. It's for this reason that I believe Face and Muse are meant to be listened to back-to-back, ignoring the physical album-only bonus track on Face and the English version of Like Crazy. I believe that Set Me Free Part 2 naturally flows into Rebirth on Muse. Jimin composes interludes when he needs to switch the mood between lyrical songs. Interlude Showtime is meant to take us from the mood of Rebirth into the mood of Smeraldo Garden Marching Band. Like most of Jimin's solo songs, Interlude Showtime was composed by himself and his producing team, P-Dog, Ghost Loop, and Evan. Smeraldo Garden Marching Band had additional help from Tommy Brown, Stephen Franks, Gray, and Loco, who is the rapper featured on the track. Because this album was released while Jimin was enlisted, we don't have many performances of either track, but instead of a traditional music video for Smeraldo Garden Marching Band, Jimin decided to release what they called a track video, which was Jimin and Loco singing the song live to camera with minimal takes on a soundstage. The intro to the track video features a good portion of Interlude Showtime, whose only lyrics come at the end and have Jimin introduce the Smeraldo Garden marching band. The aesthetics for the track video are very much inspired by the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which, in the Vogue video A Day with BTS's Jimin in NYC, you see him pick out at a record store, while P-Dawg states that they got a lot of inspiration from that album, and Jimin agrees, saying it's a really fun one. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released by the Beatles in 1967. The concept of the album was that the songs were performed not by the Beatles but by an Edwardian military band. It too was an album that had a sense of optimism and empowerment to most of it, as well as elements of vaudeville, circus, and classical music. It was released in May, right before the 1967 Summer of Love. I think it's these concepts and themes that Jimin drew inspiration from. In the weeks before he enlisted, Jimin also filmed an interview-style show with RM in which they discussed the album, titled MMM or Mini and Moni Music, Jimin. For interlude showtime, Jimin was of course introducing the marching band feel for the next song and wanted it to sound like an amusement park. This seems to be the theme with Jimin on his two albums, where that sort of amusement park or circus music is used to indicate mood. In Face, the usually lively circus tunes held a more discordant and sinister feeling, whereas with Muse, the music returns to something that sounds cheerful enough to be in a regular amusement park. Rather than Jimin's life being a somewhat sinister circus in Face, he's been reborn into a much happier place of amusement in Muse. The interlude leads directly into Smeraldo Garden Marching Band featuring Loco. For discussing this song, let's start with the lore behind the title. In the Bangtan universe, which is the storyline that runs through many of BTS's music videos, especially the music videos from the Most Beautiful Moment in Life or HYYH era, there's a fictional flower called the Smeraldo Flower. This fictional myth of the Smeraldo is the story that BTS sing about in the song The Truth Untold. The story is about a man who believes himself too ugly for society, so walls himself into a castle and tends to his garden all day. A woman starts regularly breaking in to steal flowers. He follows her in secret and discovers that she's selling them as a desperate way to make money. He falls in love, but instead of confessing, he instead cultivates a flower as beautiful as she is in the hopes that she can sell it for even more money. However, during his delay in confronting her and his creation of the Smeraldo flower instead, she dies of an illness and he is left alone, having never confessed his love. The truth untold is the meaning of the flower, not lies, but truth of someone's love withheld out of fear and thus causing regret and loneliness. The Smeraldo flower is depicted as a blue flower in the BTS universe, so it's the flower that's wound around Jimin's mic stand in the Smeraldo Garden Marching Band track video, and also that appears in silhouette on the Muse album logo itself, as well as the promo photos. In Smeraldo Garden Marching Band, Jimin has borrowed this story to flip the truth untold on its head. Instead of the Smeraldo Garden Marching Band singing songs of regret and love unexpressed, they work to undo the curse of the Smeraldo flower by declaring that the band will convey how you feel to those you love. Jimin chose Loco as the feature because unlike Jimin, who can't even remember the last time he had a crush, Loco was a married man. So Jimin hoped he'd be able to lend a perspective on love that Jimin didn't possess himself. Interestingly, as we get into lyrics of the song, Jimin immediately starts talking about BTS rather than solely himself or the Smeraldo Garden Marching Band, which in the track video and other content is how Jimin refers to his producing team. One of the first lines of the song is, "It began on June 12th, gifting happiness every day." While June 13th, 2013 is BTS's official debut day, because that's the day they first appeared on television, it's actually June 12th, the day before, when their first album was released and they had their debut showcase in Seoul. So the first day they performed as a full group for their fans was June 12th, 2013. Jimin goes on to say that words were left unsaid and all your feelings were kept hidden, but he will bring them all out. This is the promise that I already talked about with the Smeraldo Garden Marching Band. Loco comes in to talk about love in two quick verses. They're really sweet verses, talking about how he wants to jam with the other person and just go with their own flow, and that they're in his mind all day and how his love grows every day. Jimin paints a romantic picture of sunny skies and flower petals blowing in the wind, and the ability to let go and feel all your feelings as they are. While the track video has Jimin putting couples, or in one case a threesome together, depending on your interpretation, the lyrics Jimin sing in the bridge are actually more about BTS and ARMY and the love between them. He sings, When the curtain rises and the lights come on, everyone in their places. Turn up the music. I think we're ready. Let's start. 1, 2, hands in the air. This sounds to me like a concert, a time in the future when BTS can once again get closer to ARMY and be a cathartic release for their feelings. As we find out later in the album, the relationship between BTS and ARMY is the only love story that Jimin currently has going on in his own life. Even though he might desire some of the romance that he's singing about, it's not possible for him at the moment, or at least he hasn't met the right person yet. Usually for this segment, I like to pick out a lyric couplet that sums up the song well. But for this one, it's hard because I really think it's not so much a singular lyric, but the whole mood of the song that's the most important part. The joyous marching band music that kind of makes you feel as though you've somehow already won at life. The chorus is rather simple and cute. I love you so, I want to hold your hand. It really speaks to that innocent sort of first crush type of love, where you're delighted by any and all possibilities of affection or closeness with the other person. For those keeping track, this song is also on my happy morning playlist, which is what I play when I'm trying to set a good mood for the day. As final thoughts, I think it's interesting that Jimin drew inspiration from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band when he was creating the Smeraldo Garden marching band. The Sgt. Pepper concept was partially used by the Beatles in order to separate them from the name The Beatles, which they felt had become too big in the pop world to allow them to experiment with different styles and further develop their sounds. Military bands aren't exactly known for their musical experimentation, and yet the Beatles saw the concept as at least slightly freeing, or at least Paul McCartney and their main producer did. In contrast, rather than using the Smeraldo Garden marching band to separate himself from BTS, Jimin is weaving his solo work and BTS's work together, fully embracing that he is inseparable from BTS or BTS from him. Both the band's name and the concept of the song pull from the rich lore of the Bangtan universe. The song itself isn't about just Jimin being the catalyst to being honest with your feelings. By stating that it started on June 12th, he is stating that it's BTS doing the work of bringing happiness every day, of which Jimin is just one member. Jimin sees himself as fundamentally continuing the work of BTS with the Smeraldo Garden marching band. I also think it's very fitting for his personality that Jimin took the tragic backstory of the fictional Smeraldo flower and sat down and thought, okay, I love this concept. Now let's make it happy. And now it's time to spin the random song generator for next week. Let's pull that up because I never pulled that up in advance. And the winner is Fly to My Room from the B album in 2020. That'll be really fun. Awesome. I always say it'll be really fun, but I am also never wrong. So there you have it. I'll see you next week for that, and have a good one. And that brings us to the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.